So, bit of a question though. How do you feel about the way companies treat you as a customer? Are you always on the phone complaining, or, I mean, are you mostly satisfied? I got to admit, I'm probably the former, not the latter. But if you've ever joked about the old man yells at cloud, or had a laugh at the image of an older generation angrily penning letters to the manager, the joke might actually be on you. Some recent research conducted by consumer insight specialist Antenna, designed to gauge the public perceptions of customer service and friendliness that's being provided by Australian companies, paints a very different picture to what you might expect. We're joined by Anoush Newman. She's the CEO of the Customer Service Institute of Australia. Take a deeper look at what Antenna found. Good morning, Anoush.
Hi there.
Now, the study revealed a very interesting stat to me, and that is that older Australians, like we're talking about people over 65, are actually more positive about customer service.
Yeah, that's correct. Absolutely. Which is an interesting finding.
I mean, it goes in the face of kind of conventional wisdom, I think.
Yeah, I think we're used to, as you mentioned, you know, the grumpy old man sort of penning the letters and those sorts of things. But we're finding actually that it's the younger generation. So particularly young childless couples, in fact, who are actually more discerning and demanding about the service that they receive.
And do you think there's any sort of a particular reason around that?
I think there's a couple of reasons. I think that as we move into a more digital space, I think that younger generations are online a lot more. And I think that in an online setting, it's a little bit harder to demonstrate that friendliness and that authenticity and interactions, whereas the older generations perhaps are doing that a little bit less. They're also more settled in the brands that they're using, so they're more comfortable, whereas younger generations are still finding their way and switching and changing brands.
Well, actually, let's talk about that digital age, because we actually saw that there were some very different ways people felt about how they interacted with their company in terms of was it face-to-face or phone or however they liked to do it.
Yeah, correct. So not surprisingly, face-to-face interactions are perceived as the most friendliest by Australians. But what was interesting is that actually, email was perceived as really friendly as well.
And phones weren't particularly popular, were they?
Yeah, so face-to-face is, the top, but phones not so much. I think it's because people like to self-serve these days. So They either want that interpersonal interaction in face-to-face, or they would like to be able to self-serve online. So if you're actually having to call up, it normally means there's a problem, right? Normally means that you're actually seeking some form of assistance and the problem's a bit more complex.
Now, moving away from the actual customers themselves, that's got to be difficult for a company, because not a lot of companies can actually provide that face-to-face interaction.
Correct. And I think, well, we're also seeing more companies that are operating solely online. So I think it throws up really interesting, issues for organisations in creating that level of authenticity and engagement in an online space.
Now, you also looked across industries as well, didn't you?
Yes, correct.
And internet service providers surprised me by coming across as the most friendly.
Yeah, I think what's interesting about that, when we think about the different industries, with internet service providers, we're using that regularly. We actually feel the impact of the use of an internet service provider because we're using it every day. So if something goes wrong, we feel it. Whereas in the industries that were coming up as not as friendly, things like utilities, we don't really notice, our gas provision and our water provision, those things sort of tick along in the background. So it's not surprising that things like internet service providers are perceived as a little bit more friendly.
That kind of makes sense, I guess, when you put it that way. I just think when colloquially you talk to people, and it seems that ISPs are what the biggest complaints are going to be about.
Yeah, correct. And I think that's because we very much notice these days when the internet goes down, definitely.
Overall, what was the news for business in terms of how people perceive their customer service? Was it good?
I think what it does show us is that businesses need to make the customer experience friendly across all communication channels to connect and engage with customers of all ages as well. So I think that few businesses are really providing a genuinely holistic approach to customer service. So in that sense, friendly service is essential for any business bottom line. And that's what we have to consider across all channels.
And it's got to be complex for businesses with social media. I mean, suddenly people who were traditionally a bit voiceless have occasionally a very large forum to make complaints vocally about companies.
Yeah, correct. Absolutely. So first of all, they have the opportunity to voice their concerns, but also as well, we're seeing, you know, an age of switching a lot more easily. If, you know, if organizations, you know, are not fulfilling customer needs, they jump ship. You know, they vote with their feet, and they tell people on their way out via social media why they're voting with their feet.